This week, we'll hear interviews with design-savvy people participating in Modern Atlanta's Design Expo and talks happening around our city through June 7th. Kimberly Binns is one of those design people. She has a degree in interior design, but she also makes short documentaries, which she calls micromentaries. In her Maker series, she creates films 6 minutes or less, highlighting the creative process of an Atlanta artist or artisan. Binns has her own creative process as a visual artist. She was a studio apprentice at Georgia's Museum of Contemporary Art from 2013 to 2014. She is the outreach coordinator for the arts magazine nonprofit Burnaway and is also a creative partner at the production and creative development firm Temporary Visionary. Binns joined producer Gabby Watts for this week's edition of 24FPS, our weekly profile of local filmmakers. They began by talking about why Binns wanted to document the creative process.
There are a lot of artists whose work or the way they craft things is process heavy. And I wanted to highlight that and let people know that making art is not just this frivolous thing. You know, we're not all bohemians and, you know, sleep until 12 noon and drink fancy coffee drinks and say, hey, I'm going to paint a stripe on this canvas today. It doesn't work like that. There is an internal process, there's an external process, and it takes time. It takes trial and error. It's a thoughtful thing that happens. So part of the reason why I wanted to focus on that, number one, I have many friends who are artists. So I know the struggle, I know the challenges, I know the triumphs. So I have intimate experience with that, myself included, finding out what my processes and doing things and figuring things out. But also for people that are outside of the creative realm or the artistic realm who maybe look at that area as, again, not really important or frivolous. You know, I think we all know what our challenges are here when it comes to funding for the arts or creative ventures. I wanted to also show those people that, hey, there is a lot that goes into creating these works of art or creating this particular thing or, you know, developing this type of art. Or, you know, I think it's important when people, again, that are outside of that realm have some sort of frame of reference that they can point to and say, oh, well, yeah, maybe I will write a check for $10,000 to arts, whatever. You know, like that was also one of another impetus for me to develop the series.
So you're covering process-heavy people, mm-hmm. are process-heavy artists, but do you feel that process-heavy is more, does that validate you more as an artist? Or, you know, when your process is painting a stripe across a canvas, what is the difference between those art forms, and is one better than the other, would you say?
I don't think one is better than the other, but I think with respect to what I've been gravitating towards, I think it's been more of not just the physical component, but other elements that are involved in the process of whatever this artist is making or whatever this artisan is creating. You know, to speak to what you just said, that actually is a good point. You know, there is a process in painting a single stripe of paint on canvas. It may be more of an internal process, more mental process, but it is a process nonetheless.
When you're engaging with looking at other creatives' processes, has that in turn affected yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, it reminds me that I'm okay. And, you know, the way that I'm doing things and the way that I approach what I do is okay. Because everyone does it differently. And that's the beauty of it. And I think that's another thing I want to try and highlight. You know, there is beauty in this, in the way that people just kind of do their thing their way. So yeah, it does, it helps me as well.
And so you have a degree in interior design.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you sort of transition from that to making films?
It has been a roundabout whirlwind journey. When I got my degree, you know, the market was just trash. Nothing was happening. Jobs were like, what? No, non-existent. So I wanted to find ways to stay in the design and creative realm. And in 2010, I met some wonderful people. And from that point, I actually started working with my creative partner, Fabian Williams. He had, you know, some footage that he needed edited. And he was like, hey, do you want to know how to edit, learn how to edit? I said, sure. So filming actually for me started with editing. I started editing first. And from that, you know, there were some other opportunities that presented themselves to allow me to, you know, get behind the camera and actually start filming things. Now, I took a photography class in school, so I knew my way around a camera. It wasn't like I just, you know, got behind it and you know, made some magic happen. But I found that I really enjoyed it, and it was a wonderful tie-in to the editing process, which I really enjoy as well. I find such comfort in it, surprisingly. I never knew. But I'm thankful for, I think my foundation in design enabled me to kind of transfer certain skill sets.
What are those skill sets that you have in design? Like, mm-hmm. Do you think having an eye for space mm-hmm. in design translate to the camera in some way? Or like, how does it translate?
It does, because with design, even when you're in process, you're thinking about the end result. So for example, like if I were working on some drawings, you know, yes, within this process, I'm in it in that moment, but you're thinking about, okay, finished product is going to be this. And that's what I take with me to film. You know, in the process of capturing the images, I'm saying, oh, okay, yes, this will be great here.
Is that then different than other forms of creation that you do? What is that difference between when you have to consider the final product beforehand versus having a canvas where you can create something that could just keep going and going until you feel that it's finished?
I think with, we'll take video for example. I might say, okay, I have this time parameter to work with, and I want to get this amount of information, this level of information within this time frame. When I'm, you know, doing something on canvas, I don't impose those types of parameters. I just do. And what I want people to get from whatever work I'm doing on canvas is a feeling. Because the work I do is, it's non-representational. The imagery is abstract in nature. Because I want people to glean whatever they get from it. That's what I want them to get. You know, I'm not necessarily imposing a specific language or posing a specific dialogue. But with the video or even with design, I am. So I think that's the difference.
In terms of identifying yourself, do you have specific terms that you like to use?
I don't, because I feel like I can't. Because I love everything and I do everything. But, you know, someone may come up to me and say, hey, do you want to learn how to get into glass blowing? I might start doing that. Who knows? I embrace all levels of creativity and whatever capacity I can work within that realm. That's just what I do.
That was Kimberly Binns talking with producer Gabby Watts.